Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lee.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
Well, I went to a whole vegan, nothing but vegan, restaurant I found.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Costa
Mesa, not far from the can.
Okay.
And I think there's three, but I've got the one, and I went to it last night, and I'm the other one, I'm not sure, it said something about, nothing cold, not cooked foods, no cooked
raw food?
Yeah, raw foods. So I'm not sure about that one.
That would be, I'm sure.
And then, I mean, this is labeled a vegan restaurant. It's nothing but a vegan restaurant. So when anybody comes to California, I know where to go. And they even had the chicken. Tom had the chicken, and it tasted like chicken. It had the texture with chicken flour or something. And, I remember, I think it was Nancy or Jeannie. I don't know which one. But anyway, they said they had cheesecake.
That was Nancy.
That was Nancy. Okay, so I brought the cheesecake home, so we would just split it. You know, a teeny little piece was $5.
Well, I bet you had a whole cheesecake.
No, we just got a little teeny piece.
Okay.
And then we got a lime parfait, key lime or something parfait. That was better than the cheesecake. I couldn't believe it, but they were both. I mean, you know, to have something like that after, since I've been in this. And Tom's was a little spicy, but I had a portobello and sausage burger, and it was, I mean, this was really interesting. So I'm going to go to the other two to check them out, but this one, I definitely, anytime anybody comes to NECAN, I can recommend it. It's completely vegan. They even had ranch dressing. I didn't have that. I had a coleslaw. It was with thigh. But it was just amazing. I tasted Tom's chicken, and it did. And they call it Save the Chicken.
Save the Chicken.
Yeah, Save the Chicken, because it's definitely, you know, on saving the animals and everything on the planet and all. It's definitely it's a vegan restaurant. So when any of you all come to California and to NECAN, I can tell you where it is, because it is close. I'd say it's less than 10 miles from NECAN.
Oh, okay. It sounds like the restaurant that I stop at in Akron.
They had sandwiches, wraps, warm bowls, appetizers.
How about the desserts?
Oh, they had carrot cake. That was gone, or I would have taken that home too. But they had carrot cake, and then they had chocolate cheesecake and the vanilla cheesecake.
Mm.
And they had the key lime parfait and the peanut butter parfait and some others. And then they had some type of cake without any frosting, you know, on it. But they had this carrot cake, said it had, but it was all gone. There wasn't any of that. And I don't know, some other kind of cake. But it was just, you know, to find a place like that was really interesting. And what I did was I met a woman at the Thursday Night Wellness Preview who was vegan. She, very, very interesting, came from Iran. She was 9 years old, and she's now 29. But just extremely interested in vegan. They even go down and help clean the ocean. You know, just this is something they do every week. They go down and pick up stuff. But in the meantime, she told me there was one in Costa Mesa, which is close to NECAN. So I just got, she couldn't think of the name of it or anything. Well, it's called the Vegan Restaurant. And I went in on Google and just went, I think now what I'm going to do is go all of Orange County. But since she had told me Costa Mesa, which is, like I said, close to NECAN, to Irvine, I'm going to go in and Google it for all of Orange County and see what I could find. But I just went in and Googled and said vegan restaurant Costa Mesa, and it came up with three. And there's one in Portland.
Yeah, I haven't even Googled it either. I mean, myself. So
there is one in Portland.
Oh, there's quite a few in Portland. Let me check. Yeah, but there's we haven't been to any of the ones that I mean, because so many of them have you know, dinners that are there. So we haven't even tried looking for just a total restaurant, but that'll be a real experience to do that.
Yeah, they even had a Sunday brunch. We went around 4:30. I had a board meeting, and I found out Tom had not eaten any lunch like I had for him. So I just thought, well, okay, I found this. I'm going to take him now and get him to eat something. He doesn't eat like he should at all enough, but he hadn't eaten any lunch. He'd had a banana. But anyway, it was really interesting.
Wow. It sounds like an experience. Fun experience.
It was. I think we have to go down that direction. You know, I think that maybe that's going to be a once-a-month thing to just, you know, try different things.
Try different places, yeah. Or you mean that at the same restaurant?
I'm definitely going to try the other two. This one, I think, is really good.
I think you're going to find a whole lot more than what are maybe even listed. I'm just guessing because that's what I've seen around, or that specialize in it. Maybe they're not totally, but they specialize in it.
Yeah, this was total.
Did you think that you got value for your money, Lee?
Yeah, it was $10.
Oh, that's reasonable.
For mine, and I had a little teeny cup of coleslaw. It was $10 for his, and you know, to have it that, and he had on two sticks. He had vegetables and stuff. His was ginger. He says a little too spicy, so he brought home half of it. But he had two pieces of chicken, you know, like they give you on a stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they even had appetizers that had wings, you know, and it was called Save the Chicken, you know, wings, and
mm-hmm.
it had it with a ranch sauce, and so I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It definitely, I don't think there was anything over $10, but then I'm thinking maybe
wow.
One thing for $14. As I said, they had wraps and salads, and the sandwiches came with either some beans or salad or, you know, whatever you wanted on that score. And
the one here is more than that.
What?
The one that we went to in Akron is more than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
You know, another place that I think you're going to find them much more common is around a college setting. I was just thinking about that because I know where Janie lives, there are quite a few of them there in Eugene. In fact, we went, I'm sure it was all plant-based. Almost positive.
Well, this is a distance from a huge shopping center, but I'd say it's about 2 miles from a huge shopping center. It's not close to a college, but yet, you know, it's maybe 10, 15 miles from the University of Irvine.
Okay. Well, let's see who else we got on here. Maybe somebody else has discovered a plant-based in their area also that they probably call vegan instead of plant-based. Who else is with us this morning? Would like to say hi.
Oh, it's Brenda. Good morning.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Good, good, good.
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Darlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you having fires down there around you?
Yeah, I think it more or less in over by Weaverville.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
Anyone else?
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Did you get my email?
I haven't really looked at them just yet. Kind of things have been wild. I hadn't gotten in there.
Okay, so it's been a couple, two, 3 days?
I'll try.
Okay, I just wondered because I sent one down. You were asking for something on Lou Gehrig's.
Yes. No, I didn't get that I saw, but it came from you, so it should be in Roger.
I forwarded it down. I just want to make sure you got it, because once I got your email, I sent it down. It was something that Jeannie had found.
No, I didn't get that one.
Okay.
I'll give it to you again, or I'll take it down and send you something.
Okay, send me something, and then let me click back on it.
Okay. Let's see, yours is Denny Shar, isn't it?
Yeah, Denny Shar at Comcast. No and in it, just Denny Shar.
DennyShar, isn't it?
Right, at Comcast.net.
Okay. Do you have time for me to give you a report?
Yeah, certainly.
Oh, I, kept pursuing that, and, after I'd gotten the email from Nancy about that on that man, and then they told me at not Focus on Growth, they didn't have it, but the other one, Blue Ribbon, I guess it was, and when I got, no, I went to the website on Team Diamond.
Team Diamond, okay.
So what I did, they said, no, they've been without it about 10 years or so, so I kept pursuing, and Butch and Bonnie finally ran into, they said that they thought this lady had been, was the ex to somebody, Herb Rapp.
Oh, okay.
And so they checked that angle out and found that man in that event, that in the story about him, Klein, that. Ron.
Yeah, Ron Klein.
Yes, sir. Anyway, that he was doing well still, and had even remarried. They didn't know exactly where he was, but that he's still doing real well.
Wow.
So that was encouraging to the lady, and then I ran across a lady that had formerly been, she didn't want to do the business, but she brought some of the packs, and she was going to have a garage sale on her Nick and packs, and so I bought all the twin mattress for the lady. I bought the carpenter for her, and she took the necklace, and she bought the sports bracelet. So we started her on the magnets.
Wow.
So, and then we went with I ordered the water system for her, and she did the insoles, and so we're starting with her, and I didn't make anything or whatever else. I just let her have it, my whole self. She used to be a customer under me. Before all this developed, and then she decided that, she just couldn't afford all of it because, in fact, they're giving her an experimental drug, and she's having to pay $1,000 a month for those medications, but she's willing to, of course, we got all this, I think everything was like $600 and something, so she's willing to, at least try this, and so I feel real good about pursuing and how everybody helped with everything to kind of get it in, so I just wanted to let you know where I'm progressing on that. She says she's feeling real tired with it. I was afraid that putting all the magnets on there, she might get revved up, But when I spoke to her yesterday, she said she's tired, but she was really glad to hear that news, that man is still alive and that he's doing well and has married.
Wow.
Leading a good life now.
Mary Lou, is she able to sleep through the night well or not?
She says she can sleep. She's never had a problem sleeping, and I was afraid maybe, somebody said to me, well, maybe the magnets, too many of them, at one time on her will, make her come alive, She couldn't sleep, but she says she's never had any problems sleeping. So I wanted to tell you all to thank you for your help, and that's where we're progressing to.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, so I'm so glad to hear that you're able to help with her, and that's fantastic because I know the benefit. I did email our friend who is his father-in-law has Lou Gehrig's, but I have not heard back from him yet, so.
Okay, well, I'll keep you, all of you posted on this, but just wanted to share that's where we are. She said she couldn't tell, just a lot yet because she said, I just feel like I'm so heavy to move, and I thought that was kind of in reverse of what I thought might have happened to her with us doing all of them, but she said, I feel like I'm heavy and having a hard time picking up my feet and moving. So I don't know. Have you ever heard of anybody saying that?
No, but I'm, you know, I'm not that familiar with that disease either. And different people's bodies respond so differently.
So differently, because I get people so differently from even the mag strides, you know.
Right. You know, what popped in my mind is when you said, you know, it was she just didn't think she could, you know, afford things previously when she was the lady that you were talking
about. See, she used to take the Jade Green and the Ciaga, and then she quit, saying, well, things were costing too much, that she was living on kind of a limited income. And I think her sons are paying for her medicine. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, you know, it's just that same old, that same thought that you've heard a lot of people say. And, of course, when somebody else is paying for it, then that makes it different. But the idea that if you can't afford prevention, how in the world are you going to be able to afford disease?
Uh-huh, that's exactly right. She said she would probably go back, and I said, I think we need to get you back on your Ciaga and the Jade Green as soon as you can. And so she says she'll probably do that, just, I don't know, you know, if the next month's paycheck, or I don't, she didn't say what, she said, I'll start back on that, because she believed in the Jade Green and the Ciaga, and I don't know why she stopped, but she did.
Yeah, feeding our body is really important. So
I told her, and she could read, she could almost give me that newsletter or word by word. I said, I'll have to go back to it and look at it. And she said, no, and she got hers out and read, and she knew what he said with what all he was doing. So she's very interested and very positive and a very religious person, and so I feel like she's, you know, she's going to work on it.
Great. Well, thank you for the update.
So, and thank you, all of you, for helping.
Mary Lou, what about immunity?
Immunity?
What does that mean?
Yes, she'll go with that, too, I believe, Nancy, just as soon as she could.
Okay.
And I ran across another guy that his immunity was just shot, and so he did. He ordered all of it. He looked so bad, and he'd had surgery and some stuff, and I said, you've got to get off of that Demerol or whatever they'd given him for his dental surgery, because he was just, like, terrible. And I said, you can't stay on that or something other similar to that medicine, I don't remember exactly. And so he did. He ordered the Ciaga, the Immunity, and the Jade Green to get started on it. So I think that we could help, you know, people, and you know, when they know you and they look at you, then they'll know that, you know, that I'm just telling him what he needed to do. So he said, yeah, I'll just order it and have it shipped to me. So I did. So I hope he got it maybe by today. So at least it helps.
Good. Well, this is Advanced Lifestyle. This is Char Rogers here.
I'm sorry I took so much time, Char.
No, not at all. No, we're glad to hear the report. Don't be sorry. I'm setting a thing. I didn't even say who. I didn't say what. So we're here to talk about a plant-based diet that we discovered along with the incredible Nican products. We've discovered that can be a definite link to helping with the disease control in this country. And so we've been directed there because of the China study, which was the largest study ever done, 880 million people in China in the early 1970s. And then with that, many other studies that followed that gave us the same information. So if you haven't picked up the book and read it, Focus on Growth has a great little package of four books that we've kind of adopted as some of our favorites now that we've branched out and found many, many other places also, as well as lots of websites that are available to help us with this. So we're here to assist you. If you're new and you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear it. Or if you're not new and you have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear it. Wow, the beginning of a week, and my weekend was horrendous. I don't know about anybody else's. So, and the week is just winding up to be going to be very exciting and full of a lot of information, because this is the week that Ruth and Dennis have their Diamond Summit up on Vashon. So we'll be up there for that. And ending with the rhythm, you guys. So don't forget what's coming. very, very soon. Lots of excitement and something special for that day. So make sure you, if you have one close, if it's not close, try to get to it anyway. But it will be a fun weekend. Thought or comment? Question. Gee, everybody's quiet this morning.
Since we're talking about testimonials, sort of.
Yes.
Marty said to me yesterday morning, just out of the blue, I forget what we were even talking about, using the CM cream. You know, he had tried it on his hip and it really didn't do anything. He said, but a week ago Friday night when we were at his reunion, when he went to bed Friday night, he could barely move his thumb on his right hand. And so
Marty? This is Marty?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he put some CM cream on it, and Saturday morning it was fine. Never said a word to me. And I said, and he attributed the, you know, the inability to move it from shaking so many hands Friday night. Because, you know, he was seeing all these people for the first time, some in 50 years, some in 5 years, but, you know, it was the reunion first night and everybody's happy to see you, so who knows what they do with your hands. And so I said, you don't think that's kind of amazing? He said, well, yeah, it felt fine Saturday. I said, that's really good. You know, unfortunately, your joint in your hip is a lot bigger than the joint in your thumb, but wow. So, and I was amazed even that he thought to use it Friday night and didn't say a word to me about it. He said, well, I read something that's what somebody said to do, and I did it. And, of course, he had it with him when we were away. So.
And we take it for granted, huh?
Well, you know, I'm glad that he reached for that.
Yes. Well, it's an incredibly phenomenal product. I'll add that to it. Incredibly phenomenal product. And I use it daily, so.
Well, that's one that he's been using for his athlete's foot. And it immediately took the itch away. Unfortunately, he hasn't cleared it, but it definitely took the itch away immediately. So that's why he had it with him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we get so used to using these that we do get just totally conditioned to our products and don't think about it when we see the evidence that they're working time after time after time again. So it does make believers out of us, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Nancy, I missed the item you said he was using.
CM cream.
CM cream, okay, yeah. For itching?
Wonderful for, and well, in fact, I said about a month ago, I was stung by a bee, and immediately came in and put some on. The itching and burning stopped immediately, and the swelling went down, because it had, you know, it starts to swell immediately. It did stay red for maybe up to a week, but it the itching and burning from the sting immediately stopped. So that's what I would use on a bee sting or even a mosquito bite.
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, I know it's also wonderful, like just like you said, on the thumbs, possibly just for the muscles in there or the use on the joint, but it's also really incredible for tight muscles, so you can just rub it in on those pressure points, and you know, I still can use the Power Mag or Mini or the necklace or, you know, whatever in conjunction with it, but it works incredible. Absolutely incredible. Anybody try a new recipe over the weekend? We heard about Lee's visit to the vegan restaurant. That sounded like lots of fun. For any of you that have joined us a little bit later, one a short distance, not too far from headquarters.
Say just vegan restaurant. How do you find what's in your actual locale? Vegan
just
restaurant.
Just put in on Google, vegan restaurant, and then put the town, or I'm going to try putting the county in.
Okay, thanks.
Or a lot of times you can just put the zip code and the nearest one to your zip code will come, too.
Okay.
Just
Northeast Ohio, I could put and see what that is.
Sure.
Yeah, we have so many zip codes that are so close that I've done that for gasoline and it's ridiculous. So, because we're in such a, you know, crowded area.
Right.
So many zip codes, but I just put in the town because I knew it was in that town, she told me, and then I'm going to try the county the next time I get on the internet.
Wow, everybody's so busy. We haven't got I bet everybody's on the run this morning because it's Monday morning. Beginning of a very busy summer week again. But ours doesn't look like summer. We are dark gray, and we had thunder last night, and we had rain last night. So that was unusual. Well, we had three very, very warm days, hot days. Actually, four, I guess. Yesterday wasn't that hot. So that changes the weather. In fact, there's still evidence that it rained last night. No questions or comments this morning, guys. You're all quiet.
We were out of town all day Saturday, and on the way home, there was a market that actually advertised corn. We passed a lot of cornfields on our trip, and they were out of corn, but they had local peaches. And so I bought a peck of peaches. They are really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Danny brought home corn, and we had 2 years of it last night. I mean, normally we would eat it, you know, fresh within minutes of eating it. Ours isn't there yet in the garden, of course, but at least, you know, within a few hours of getting it was always his rule. But this still tasted very, very good. How many of you guys are seeing that you're getting corn with, it's yellow, but it's got white kernels?
Oh, yeah, the black and white. I call it black and white, salt and pepper, whatever they call it. Yeah, but I love the jewel.
We can hardly find yellow. It's all white down here.
That's pure sweeter.
You know, I think that has something to do with the cross-pollination and the GMO, to be honest with you.
But Tom wanted yellow corn, you know, and I've tried different places, and it's all white corn.
I think the yellow is tougher.
You're talking about mixed kernels on the same cob, or are you talking about all white, just all white?
I'm talking about all white.
All white, okay.
We can't find yellow.
Have you found mixed, where it's mixed
kernels? No.
No, okay. Because we've got a lot of the mixed kernels. In fact, that's basically all that I'm seeing coming up.
Here, too. They're probably getting it from the same place.
Yeah, you
some
might.
Some of them aren't real yellow, and some of them have been just a really pale. It's a little bit more than the white corn, but it's not the yellow corn that you know that we've had before. So that was interesting to just sort of see that it's sort of something between the white and the yellow.
You might Google that white and yellow because that's the cover of Seeds of Deception. And so that was my trigger, and, you know, like I said, I haven't done anything on it other than we never, ever saw ear that was mixed kernels until, you know, a few years ago. And, I mean, when I was growing up, I never, ever saw such a thing. Corn became, you know, it
our corn was that we had, which wasn't very much, was already done, three, 4 weeks ago. But We're done completely with tomatoes. I'm babysitting 4 dogs, sorry. I've got them for a week again. But we're done completely with tomatoes, and we're planting new plants because sometimes we have really hot going into November, and we thought, well, why not? Let's plant some more.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's great.
We're planting cucumbers and zucchini at this late date.
Well, weathers are different, aren't they? And different years, of course. So we don't know exactly what we're going to get. So we'll find out, too, because of late garden here. So guys, we've got a very quiet morning. And part of my issue is I've got a very busy one like everybody else. So we're getting close to the hour. It seems like there hasn't, we're excited about the results that Mary Lou found with her person that she's working with. And and getting things to them, products to them.
On the comment about your corn, we've had the same thing. I saw a couple of years back a lot of the corn that was white, with, you know, the yellow with the white spots on it. Haven't seen it much this year. We've had just yellow corn.
So you've seen it there for some time, or?
Yes, it's been a couple of years going on, I've seen it. And
okay.
I was kind of thinking, why are they doing this? You know, but they change so much, and it's the same way with the vegetables. I go to the farmer's market, and that's when I can, because I don't have a big Whole Foods store or anything here in this rural area.
Uh-huh.
And they are giving, they're planting so many varieties of different types of the melons. And I visited with her Saturday about the melons, but she said that if she plants the, Rick plants the cantaloupe or the Israel melons or the different ones in about 90 days, but she says she replants. And that finally we did have a rain over the weekend, and she said, and I didn't know this, and I'll pass it along. If y'all have a garden and you get a lot of rain, she says she has to go out and turn her cantaloupes or melons so they don't rot on the other side.
Ha!
Have y'all ever heard that?
No, but it makes sense if it's very wet.
If it's wet, she said, you know, because it had been so dry for us, and we did get spotted rains, and so we don't know. In some places we did, and I don't know if we got it out at our ranch or not, but anyway, we'll go today and find out. But she told me that they'd gotten 2 inches on her, you know, her garden, and she said that that will save us, and of course she was having lots of okra, and we did, and I did something like Nancy does. We did pinto beans, had soaked those and put them in, and then the last part we just decided when they were cooking that we had, on our little okra that we had, after the rains came a week, about 10 days ago, we had a lot more new little pods come out and okra, so we just put those right on top of pinto beans with a big whole onions and cooked it all in the same pot, and it was just wonderful last night.
Wow, that sounds good.
And so, you know, I never had put the okra, but we had it, and so we were going to need more vegetables, you know, so we just put it in there. And I found out lately with the pinto beans that we really have enjoyed great big whole onions, and of course these are fresh onions, you know, this summer that have grown, but any kind of onions that you could put in there, and they just make a lot, it makes it neat to have them with it. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, that sounds like a good, easy dish. And, you know, that's the thing. You can put together so many different things. I tried the two kinds of rice, the brown rice, short grain, and then sweet rice together with the sweet potato. Mine was actually a yam. And the other thing that I discovered while I was making it was, my goodness, they would be good in a salad raw. And I've never put yams or sweet potatoes raw in a salad. I happened to have the little bag of carrots handy, and I was hungry, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to grab those and have a couple of, you know, two or three of those while I'm fixing dinner. And I pulled them out, and I had just eaten a piece of the yam that I put in the in with the rice, and the yam tasted so much better than the carrot. I said to Danny, I said, I saved you a piece, and I forgot to get it out last night. I saved you a piece of the yam raw, because I'd rather eat raw yam than I would carrots for the flavor. I mean, it said it was just fantastic. Has anybody tried them raw?
It's funny. When Marty was in law school, we lived in an eightplex, and there was a little girl who lived next door to us. And the mother would always give her a piece of a sweet potato. As you know, she would walk around eating a raw sweet potato all the time. And I thought, oh.
Well, it is incredible. If you were doing a raw vegetable plate and had some kind of a dip, and I'd even dip it in hummus, I thought it was outstanding. So I don't know whether it would be one that would turn color quickly.
I was just going to ask, how do you keep it from turning so quickly?
Yeah, I bet it would. So it would have to be, you know, something that you would use right away. But again, I didn't try it. There was none that was left out. So maybe, but I know some of those vegetables just turn really, really, really fast. But it was delicious, absolutely delicious. I wouldn't hesitate to use it that way.
I wonder if you could, like, put it in the oven for 5 minutes or something, if that would help the color.
Or just blanch it, I mean, and then...
Or in boiling water for a minute, yeah.
Cold dip it in ice water. I bet that could do it. I mean, I'm quite certain that could do it.
To keep it from... Or just a little bit of lemon juice.
There you go.
Yeah.
I noticed that when I... Or another salad, now that I'm thinking of it, when I mixed the... when I made that... Oh, I haven't set that one down. I'll start talking about that. Everybody will wonder what the heck. I called it a tropical, I put names on these things as I do them, tropical Waldorf salad, and it had, what was it? Oh, the apples in it, the sliced apples that we've got turn really fast. Some apples don't turn nearly as fast as others, but these that we've got on our tree right now, the transparents turn dark really, really fast. And I noticed the minute I put the mango in with it, it... was no longer, they were no longer brown. They just went back to their original color. I thought, wow.
That's when I make my fruit salad. I always make sure that my apples and my bananas get covered with, you know, I stir it up so that the juices from the other fruits.
Right. And it could have been not only the mango, but the mango was really, really juicy. I also added the crushed pineapple.
Oh.
And I know that has the same effect, too, so...
Or but even an orange.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Or what else, even a peach. You know, any of the juicier fruits will coat whatever the drier fruits, you know, bananas is a key one that will turn immediately. And I have banana in there that's still the same color it was when I cut it.
Yeah, and see, I guess I hadn't noticed that that it would reverse the color.
I've seen that.
Huh?
That I've never seen.
Well, these were turning really, really brown really fast, and the minute I put the juices in them, they were just, it was like somebody just dumped lemon juice on it and bleached them out again.
Wow.
It was just quite amazing,
mm-hmm.
Because this is a very not user-friendly apple, let's put it that way. I decided I really, really liked the flavor of it when it's green because it tastes like a Granny Smith, and we'd never used them that way before.
What kind is it?
They call it a transparent. It comes on way earlier than any of the other apples. Ours are just, you know, growing the rest of the apples. And these, we've got Denny totally cleaned off the tree yesterday and just fell out of the tree trying to do it. But he got caught by the branches, caught himself on the branches going down. I said, Denny, that is not funny. But anyway, he was, I don't know how he's feeling this morning. I'll find out shortly. He had a very late night. Putting up transparent apples. Baked them for 20 minutes, and then they were sliced. Cored them, sliced them, left the peels on, baked them for 20 minutes with a lot of cinnamon, no sugar at all, and just bagged them and threw them in the freezer.
And then what will you do with them?
What will we do with them? That's our favorite way of topping our pancakes or waffles we can use it for so many different things. Anything that's cooked or in a recipe for applesauce, of course, because you can. I was going to run some of them through the blender that were really soft, and we never even got to doing that.
Mm.
Just why don't you just run them through the blender and make applesauce out of them? And I said. He was going to because he was going to not do so much cutting because they were so soft on some of them and they were mixed in together. A bunch of them had fallen off the trees. So we just didn't want to see them go to waste, and usually that tree does at this time of the year, but there were so many more on it than normal also.
Did you use your slicer to cut them?
We did. I did. Denny didn't want to use it. He said, I can do it faster this way. Well, because he wasn't used to using the slicer, so... You know, it does, you can use it different ways, and it does speed up the process.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try the food processor either. That would have probably worked, too.
The slice?
Mm-hmm, with the slicer that comes with it.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
That you feed down through, but maybe it wouldn't have, I don't know.
It'd be really thin slices, I would imagine, though, on the food processor now.
Well, there's different depth blades, and I've got one that's a little bit thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've got lots of options when we start doing these things. It's just remember them. remembering them all. It's kind of like all of our products and many options on using different products, even for the same job. So, guys, I think it's time to get to work here and say goodbye unless anybody has a last-minute comment or question.
Sure, this is Elaine.
Yeah. Well,
guys,
I haven't heard your voice for a long time.
Well, with my work schedule, it just doesn't suit to get, listen to the call very often, so I really do miss it. But going back to the lady who was talking about turning the cantaloupe when you have so much rain, I've heard of taking empty tuna cans and setting them underneath the cantaloupe, so the cantaloupe are up off the ground.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, then you hopefully wouldn't have to go out and turn them.
Oh, yeah, that would be a much simpler idea. You just have to have a supply of tuna fish cans or small cans. probably for us, it would be a challenge to get them now since we're not eating it, but I bet we could find somebody that does.
That's food can. Yeah.
Cat food can, there you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything that's small, well, that's a great idea. Well, any of the gardeners on here is going to love that. I have never had success growing cantaloupe. I've only tried it a few times, but it definitely would not have worked this year, I can tell you, because we haven't had anything to make them ripe, and it wasn't a long enough season for me anyway, either. But thank you, Elena. It was great hearing your voice.
Well, I listen when I can, but it's not very often. I sure do miss everybody. So,
you know,
but
I think if you have spare time like nobody does these days, you can go into lifestylesupport.org, and most of them are recorded.
I should do that. Yes.
And then the other thing is, whenever we have a person that one of us is interviewing, you can go to another place. You can go is Focused on Growth, and they have Advanced Lifestyle at the very bottom, or near the very bottom, I think it is now, of their front page. And when you click on that, they have got all the old ones back a full year. That would have been the people that have been interviewed. One that was just done not too far back was Julia Leatherman, and she did a great job with information.
It was a wonderful, wonderful one.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, for anyone else, that's another place to go also with some outstanding people that have shared their testimony. So I think you'd enjoy them.
I'm sure.
And the one that where Ruth interviewed Dr. Campbell, I was back listening to that because I was putting the link to go into an email that I was sending. I will advise you, the first probably 3-4 minutes are we had problems getting the line set right and connected. So bear with it. It is there, and it's he did a great job on that, the author of the China study, Dr. Campbell.
Okay.
So, anyway, and that was on July 2nd, but the names of each of the people that are being interviewed are there also.
Okay. Great.
All right. Well, have a great week, you guys, and we'll be back here tomorrow, unless there's a last-minute question or comment.
Dora sent Kasha.
Thank you.
Dora sent an email, and so I'll see if you get it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Can't find one at all.
It may be a little bit later, either later this morning or this afternoon, because I'm headed out for an appointment this morning.
That's fine, thank you.
All righty, you guys have a great one.
You too, thanks, Sean.
Bye-bye.